changes. So the blessing that it brings forth today, that water is as big as all of Singapore. And brought so much blessings to the people of New Zealand. So here it's very clear. So many people have to come all the way to New Zealand to learn some lessons. So this is the story of our salvation. Thank the Lord. Our life is out of death.
我们今天的祝福乃是审判以后的祝福。
So our blessing today is a blessing after judgment.
都是因着耶稣基督的缘故。
It's because of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是地狱的材料。
We are the materials of hell.
弟兄姊妹, 今天我们没有话说。
We have nothing to say.
我们这些人应该受审判。
We ought to be judged.
我们应该受咒诅。
We ought to be cursed.
弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters, thank the Lord.
今天我们蒙了何等的祝福,
we have received such blessing today.
都是因为磐石为我们裂开,
because the rock was cleft for us.
然后黑门的水就流下来,
then the water from Mount Hermon has fallen.
然后就充满了整个加利利海,
and filled the all of Sea of Galilee.
请记得,
remember,
加利利海和死海是个强烈的对比,
the Sea of Galilee and the Dead Sea are a huge contrast.
主耶稣从死海开始工作,
our Lord Jesus started his work from the Dead Sea. In the end,
为我们钉十字架,
when he was crucified for us,
给我们看见那故事什么故事呢?
He shows us what kind of story.
就是磐石裂开的故事,
it's the story of the rock being cleft.
结果加利利海就形成了,
then the Sea of Galilee was formed.
那不光这样,
not only that,
等着主耶稣回来以前,
when the Lord, before the Lord Jesus returns,
你去读以西结的预言,
if you study the prophecy of Ezekiel,
等到最后一次, 最后一次, 等到最后一个碗的时候,
And when you come upon the last bowl,
我们知道启示录有七个号,
in the book of Revelation,
有七个印, 七个号跟七个碗,
you find seven signs, seven trumpets, and seven bowls.
那到第七个碗的时候,
when you come to the seventh bowl,
那是主回来以前发生最大的一件事,
it is the greatest event before our Lord Jesus returns.
那个时候是全球性的大地震,
and it's an earthquake that is a global earthquake.
全球性的大地震,
the whole global earthquake.
这是将来最后所要发生的事,
this is what's going to happen in that last great event.
但是就是因着这个缘故,
but because of this,
圣经告诉我们说,
the Bible tells us,
这个耶路撒冷啊, 就正成三块,
the Jerusalem will be split in three parts.
而且忽然间呢, 发现耶路撒冷有泉源了,
all of a sudden you discover a spring in Jerusalem.
那个泉源在哪里呢?
Where is that spring?
就是今天的圣殿山, 摩利亚山那里,
it's on Mount Moriah, the Temple Mount.
就在圣殿的底下,
right beneath the temple.
结果磐石裂开了,
then the rock was cleft.
然后从那里呢, 就流出水泉来,
there will flow forth rivers of water.
有一半的水流向地中海,
half of it will flow to the Mediterranean.
还有一半的水根据以西结,
half of it, according to Ezekiel, will flow all the way to the Dead Sea.
然后就把死海的水变甜了,
and then will transform the Dead Sea water from salt water to sweet water.
然后这个死海的附近到处都是树,
and then you'll see trees around the Dead Sea.
然后死海的附近到处打鱼的渔夫,
you'll find that there are fishermen all around the Dead Sea.
这什么意思?
What does that mean?
等待主耶稣回来的时候,
when the Lord Jesus returns,
他要把死海变成加利利海,
he will transform the Dead Sea into the Sea of Galilee.
这是将来要发生的事,
this is what's going to happen in the future.
但是不要忘记,
but don't forget,
神用这个预言,
God uses this prophecy
给我们看见他在我们身上所做的事,
what he is doing in us. Today he has already transformed this Dead Sea into the Sea of Galilee.
今天在我们身上,
today in us,
你看见吗?
You see that?
无论我们到哪里,
no matter where we go,
我们就把天堂带到哪里,
we bring heaven there,
我们就把祝福带到哪里,
we bring the blessing there.
所以主在我们身上已经做了这么奇妙的工作,
so the Lord Jesus has already done a great work in us.
不要忘记,
don't forget,
这就是主耶稣第一次来和第二次来,
this is what the Lord Jesus is going to do the first time he comes and the second time he comes.
第二次来的时候,
when he comes the second time,
他已经叫天与地在十字架已经连接了,
he already allowed heaven and earth to be united.
他要做更彻底的工作。
He's going to do a more complete work.
哦，那个时候沙漠要流出江河来。
That day you'll see that there'll be rivers flowing out of the desert. 整个
沙漠要开花像伊甸园一样。
The desert will bloom forth just like the Garden of Eden.
整个沙地阿拉伯要恢复到伊甸园。
All of Saudi Arabia will return to be like the Garden of Eden.
所以请记得
，Remember，
这个叫什么
？What is this？
这个就是叫我们曾经伊甸园失去了，结果伊甸园又得着了。
So to allow us to see that once the Garden of Eden was lost, but will be recovered.
Paradise lost, 现在 paradise regained. 现在 paradise 又重新恢复了。
So paradise was lost, now it's regained.
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
你看见这个就是主在我们身上所做的。
So this is what the Lord Jesus is doing in us.
所以一个是南岛，一个是北岛。
One is the South Island, one is the North Island.
你能够学到一个非你根据圣经你能学到非常重要的功课。
According to the Bible, you can learn a very important lesson.
那么好了。
Now,
我们蒙恩得救以后
after we're saved,
我们当然回到伊甸园
we return to the Garden of Eden, right?
自从我们接受耶稣基督做我们的救主
ever since we receive the Lord Jesus into our hearts,
你知道吗
do you know that?
这个你知道圣经告诉我们说
the Bible tells us this,
这个十字架是在一个园子里面
the cross is actually in a garden,
这是路加约翰福音告诉我们
this is what the Gospel of John tells us,
而圣经又告诉我们
The Bible also tells us
耶稣挂在树上
The Lord Jesus is crucified on a tree
那么这个树在哪里这个树是在园子里
Where was this tree? This tree was in the garden
请记得
Remember
当主耶稣为我们钉在十字架
When the Lord Jesus is crucified for us on the cross
这个十字架
This cross
对你和我就变成了生命树
For you and I is the tree of life
所以所有相信耶稣基督的人
So all that believe in the Lord Jesus
感谢主
Thank the Lord
我们今天已经都是接受生命树果子的人
We are all ones that receive the fruit of the tree of life
所以明白吗
So you understand that
现在我们都有基督的生命在我们里面
So now we all have the life of Christ in us
所以我们已经回到伊甸园
So we've returned to the Garden of Eden
但是不止如此
But not only that
神在我们身上要把我们带回到永远不光人没有堕落以前的情形
God not only wants to bring us all the way back to before man's fall
神要把我们带回他永远的旨意
He wants to bring us back to his eternal purpose
所以他在我们身上工作
So he is doing a work in us
所以你记不记得有一天主耶稣怎么说呢
Do you remember once the Lord Jesus said this
他说我是世上的光
He said I am the light of the world
跟从我的就不在黑暗里
Those who follow me will no longer be in darkness.
要得着生命的光
To receive the light of life.
这里的光不是机械的光
This light is not an artificial light.
Mechanical
no, not mechanical.
这个光乃是生命的光
This light is the light of life.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
稀奇的很
Isn't it amazing?
什么叫做生命的光
What does it mean, the light of life?
我一直在主面前想
I was kept on thinking
什么叫生命的光
What is the light of life?
那么我小的时候啊
When I was young
因为我们在逃难的时候
When we were fleeing from the war
我们常常在野地里跑来跑去
We were running in the wild
哎我们就看见很多的萤火虫
We'll see many fireflies
那么有的人就把萤火虫就放在一个纸盒子里面就可以读书的
Oftentimes we would collect these fireflies in a bag and then we would be able to read under the fireflies
那这萤火虫是发光的
Now these fireflies they give forth light
这个光不是机械的光
This light is not mechanical
这光是生命的光
This light is the light of life
你知道它的生命越强啊它的光就越亮
The more mature the brighter the light is
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
保罗约翰怎么说呢
What did John say
神就是光
God is light
我们若行在光中
If we walk in the light
我们就与神相交
We have fellowship with God
哎主耶稣怎么说呢
What did the Lord Jesus say
你们是地上的盐
You are the salt of the earth
你们也是世上的光
You're also the light of the world
Brothers
and sisters,
这什么意思呢
What is this?
我们每一个人里面都有基督的生命
All of us have the life of Christ.
但是不要忘记
But don't forget.
今天我们怎么行走在地上呢
How do we walk on this earth?
我们不是根据外面的光
We do not walk according to the light of this world.
这个生命会发光的
This life gives forth light.
然后你就在这个光底下你就可以走路的
That under this light you can walk.
在那个生命的光底下你可以看书可以走路的
Under that light you can be able to read, you can be able to walk.
刚开始的时候
In the beginning.
是五柱光
5 candlelights.
然后是50烛光。
And then 50 candlelights.
然后500烛光。
And 500 candlelights.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
因为这不是机械光的缘故。
Because this is not mechanical.
所以根据生命长大的。
So as that life grows up.
所以弟兄姊妹明白吗？
Do you understand?
等到你刚开始5个烛光的时候。
When you begin, you just have 5 candles.
你照照镜子。
When you look in the mirror.
你找到有两个点是脏的。
You find the two dirty spots.
所以你就认自己的罪。
Then you confess your sins.
因为主神是信实是公义的。
Because God is righteous and faithful.
你看主耶稣血要洗净我们的罪。
The blood of Jesus is going to wash our sins.
结果两个点不见了。
Then those 2 spots are gone.
你觉得你干净了。
You think that you're clean.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
因为你只有5烛光。
But because you only have 5 candlelights.
所以你看见两个脏的。
You only saw 2 spots.
慢慢你长大了。
But when you grow up.
50烛光了。
When you have 50 candlelights.
那50烛光就不得了了。
Then when you have 50 candlelights.
现在你不只看见两个，看见三个。
You not only see 2 spots.You 3.
你的雀斑也看见了。
You then you see your freckles as well.
本来雀斑看不见的。
Before you couldn't see your freckles.
因为光太强了。
Because the light is so bright.
你说我本来以为我很好的。
I thought I was pretty good.
结果现在我有雀斑了。
Now I start to see freckles.
我雀斑也是一种美呀。
Freckles is actually pretty beautiful.
But anyway, 不管怎么样。要紧的，如果是污秽的话呢
？But if it's dirty，
那么你要认自己的罪。
You have to confess your sins。
所以这个时候呢，因为你看有10个点了
，Because you see 10 spots，
所以你就认自己的罪。
So you confess your sins。
神是信实的
，God is faithful，
是公义的
，righteous。
好了，你结果一顺服了以后
，After you submit it，
生命又长大了
，And the life grows up。
现在500烛光了
，500 candlelight。
所以明白吗
？Now you understand？
你越圣洁
，The more holy you are，
越靠近主
，The closer you are to God，
生命的光就越。
Then the brighter is the light.
你越顺服这个光
，the more you submit to that light.
你就生命就长大了
，then your life grows up.
这是基督徒成长的故事。
This is the process of growth of Christians.
所以弟兄姊妹
，so brothers and sisters.
现在你明白了
？Now you understand.
这样的人就是得胜的人。
These people are the overcoming.
这样的人就是长大的人。
These are the ones that are mature ones.
你读到什么？你读到这个保罗书信的时候。
If you read the epistles of Paul,
圣经说万物都在那里叹息。
Said all creation groans.
为什么
？Why?
因为他们浮在虚空里面。
Because they dwell in a void, emptiness.
他们在等候有一天神的种子能够显现。
They're waiting for the sons of God to appear.
这什么意思
？What does that mean？
是不是我们不大懂这句话
？Sometimes we don't understand this。
什么叫做神的种子呢
？What are the sons of God？
原来呀、我们都是神的儿女。
Actually, we are all children of God。
这个神的儿女要长大的。
The children of God need to grow up。
今天在世界上，神是把我们藏在这个世界。
In this, God hides us in this world today。
但有一天
，But one day，
你如果读马太福音13章的话
，If you study Matthew chapter 13，
圣经告诉我们说
，The Bible tells us，
将来我们在神的国度里面
，When we are in the kingdom of God。
我们要在天上发光的。
We are to shine in the kingdom of heaven.
这个天上发光像太阳的光一样。
And then giving forth light like the sunlight.
这什么意思
？What does that mean？
主耶稣回来以后
，After the Lord Jesus returns，
你看见那些所有在主里面成熟的基督徒
，All the mature Christians in the Lord。
结果他要把它摆在空中。
The Lord is going to place God is going to place them in heaven。
那个时候你在地上你就看见好多的星星在天上。
So when you look up as if there are many stars in heaven，
你明白？
You see that?
这个是什么呢？这个乃是神的种子。
These are the sons of God.
它里面都有基督的生命。
It has the life of Christ.
你看见神就是光。
God is light.
他们行走在光中。
They walk in the light.
而且他们得着生命的光。
They want to receive the light of life.
他们在主面前就长进了。
They have grown up in the Lord.
那么弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
等到主耶稣回来的时候
，when the Lord Jesus returns，
有一天他把我们展览在空中。
One day he's going to display us in the heavens.
那么整个的万物就等候那一天发生。
All creation groans and waits for that。
这什么意思呢
？What does that mean？
因为保罗说，现在万物都浮在虚空之中。
Because Paul says everything is governed by vanity today。
什么意思呢
？What does that mean？
因为现在你看见天空许多的星星。
Because you see many stars today。
非常亮，对不对
？It's very bright, right？
但是没有多久，这个星星就迈向死亡了。
But slowly, this star will die。
大概在1970年的时候
，in 1970 something，
在英国
，in England，
一个天文台有一个 graduate student， 他有一个很大的发现。
There was an astronomy graduate student. He had a great discovery.
他收到个信号。
He received a signal.
那个信号是非常有规律的。
It was very And when
that sigh sound came through, then there would be a detector that would detect it on Earth.
那最起头以为说很可能是 Little Green Man, 就是那个绿人的空中的外太空绿人和我们讲话了。
In the beginning, he thought it was Martian speaking to him.
所以很多人很高兴呢。
So many people was excited.
我们终于和他们通讯了。
We finally can communicate with Martians.
后来才晓得。
Later on, he discovered.
原来一个很大的星啊。
Actually, it's a big star.
但是慢慢慢慢走向死亡的星。
As he is walking towards death.
后来就变成 neutron star, 变成中子星。
It then becomes a neutron star.
到了它要死的时候。
Before it's gonna die.
好像叹息一样。
As if he is groaning.
没有多久就来一下信号，没有多久又来一下信号。
He will send a very rhythmic signal.
保罗两千年前
2000 years ago, Paul told us, tells us that all creation groans.
两千年后
2000 years later,
我们可以在仪器里面听见看见那个叹息。
We can detect it using scientific,